Thank you, Sister Cynthia Rogers, for your miracle seed of $88. By now you should have your e-books, for the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that he's strengthening your body. He's touching the bones. Be not tired, be not weary. Watch me touch the throat as well. Watch me touch the thyroid as well. Watch me bring you into a season of healing. Consider an herbalist or someone that deals with herbs and vitamins for your immune system to strengthen your body. For the Lord says, yet I have you in a season of a cleansing. And yet he says the teeth as well. The Lord says he's going to give you discernment in this season. And you're going to let go of some things. You're going to let go of some people, places, and things. Certain ailments have been happening, but God says, I'm clearing and I'm preparing your body. And you're going to delete some things, and you're going to prepare for the new. And you're going to see that God is cleaning house. He says, I'm cleaning and I'm cleansing. So you're in a season of a spiritual circumcision. You're in a season of a spiritual detox, where you're going to let go and let God. Where you're going to let some individuals go. But the Lord says, with this, you will come into a season of a spiritual inheritance. For the anointing shall increase over your life, Sister Cynthia. And you're going to see that God's going to say that you're going to be able to make a name for yourself. You will be well known by many people. For yes, there is not a critical bone in your body. There is not a hurtful bone in your body. There is one in you that I've called to be diplomatic. One that is loving, one that is caring. For the Lord says, I will make your name known among great people, and you're going to see that God will open up doors unto thee. For that which has been static, that which seemed to have been moving slow, that which seemed to have been denied from you, God said, it has not been denied. For this is a season where the Lord says, you're not going to even do a whole lot of traveling, but you're going to rest in him and know that he is God. So as you're resting in God, you're going to begin to see a steady flow of things beginning to shift and turn around for thee. Thank you for your seed, for your miracle seed. There is a shifting and there is a moving of the Spirit. Take the anointed oil and anoint your body, but also anoint the doors in your house. For I will make thee a receptacle of blessings and glory and honor and praise. I will make of thee. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Cynthia. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, focus. Father God says no shortcuts and don't bite any distractions in this season. Father God says this is the season of educational favor. For Father God says your education is not over. Father God says scholarships are at hand. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Cynthia Rogers. Sister Cynthia, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying communication. But God says that he's blessing you with further communication skills. And I'm hearing God say that there are doors that's going to be opening up for you. God says that there's going to be some sort of celebration. I don't know if there's someone in the family who's going to be recognized or something, because I'm hearing God say something about an event that you're going to be attending, and God says that there's going to be rewards coming out of that. There's going to be some sort of a connection. And God says that you're going to walk through these doors, but God says that he's pushing you forth. God says for you to use discernment for the people who you share things with. I'm hearing God say that you have to be careful who you share things with and who has your ear. And God says that there's going to be something that you're going to acknowledge. I'm hearing God says for your vision, to write your vision and to make it plain, because God says that he's sending forth partners your way. And I'm hearing God say something about contracts. And I don't know if you write, but I'm hearing God say something about books, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Cynthia. I just hear God saying that this is the time that you're going to begin to put on the whole armor of God And God says you're going to walk through doors in faith, and you're going to see great results. God says you're going to be an effective leader, and your voice shall be heard. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Cynthia. I just heard God say, what was denied shall be released. God said within the next 7 days, fast and pray. God said just keep yourself, which is don't entertain a lot of people right now. God says because the more the people that you entertain, the more confusion and you'll get off track. God says narrow your focus, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And God bless you, Sister Cynthia Rogers. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, grow not weary in your well-doing, woman of God. For Father God says this is the season where he's refocusing some things concerning you. God says this is the season to press in and to press on. God says delay does not mean denial. And woman of God, Father God is saying you're one that's supposed to sow the 388 seed, because Father God says you're one that's to have a one-on-one with Bishop and I this week, because Father God says he needs to walk you through some things concerning family and relationship and partnership. I hear Father God saying you're coming into a powerful year concerning relationships and partnerships. And Father God says what you've been praying for is praying for you. And that's the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, you're going to surge ahead, and you're going to rise to the top, and you're going to find that God's going to touch even your bank account. You'll see that happening during the next 7 to 8 weeks. You're going to see that the Lord says don't get into conflict with someone. You're also going to begin to see that the Spirit says that you're going to thrive and you will prosper in partnerships, but also in a team environment. For your dreams are going to come true, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, stay focused and ground yourself in me. For the Lord says, I'm even touching your body. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says unto thee that you're going to experience a deep empathy for people that you interact with on a daily basis. And God says, don't let grumpy, unhappy, sad, negative speaking people affect you in any way. For the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to find that you're going to be able to associate with the right people. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare, because as you extend a listening ear to your dearest and nearest, you're going to begin to find that you're going to help them come out of some stressful situations. And you're going to see that in the coming months that you may hear from someone from your past. For the Lord says, this person may have some unfinished business with you. Both you and this individual will settle the matter once and for all. For the Lord says, do not mix business with pleasure as well. Do not mix business and pleasure together. The Lord says you're about to overhaul your whole lifestyle, and you're going to see dramatic changes happening all around thee. For the Lord says unto thee that this is your season and this is your hour, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, bless you, dear friend. The Lord says, now I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11, according to Isaiah 55. Get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.